This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In September, Nathaniel Frank was bitten by a black mamba, perhaps the most feared snake in all of Africa. But the Wisconsin native wasn't traveling abroad. He was in Oshkosh, where his lab is one of a handful in the world that produces the venom used to make antivenoms. Megan Hart has more.
Frank has done thousands of venom extractions over the course of his career. The black mamba bite is the only time he's ever needed antivenom.
It's the most painful, terrifying experience because every person's body reacts to venom differently.
Of course, Frank had the antidote handy. He was treated and released the same evening. Then he was right back to work. Frank has been keeping reptiles and amphibians since childhood.
Well, I was the six-year-old kid flipping over rocks and all that stuff and finding salamanders and following turtles.
It's a tight-knit group who work with these potentially deadly animals. And for Frank, the hobby turned into a career after a university in Australia asked him to send venom from a rare species he kept. Demand grew from there. Today, M-Toxins is located on a commercial block near downtown Oshkosh. It's open to the public with snakes, birds, and other animals on display. But the real draw takes place behind a large plate glass window. That's where Frank extracts the deadly venom used to make the antidote for bites. Before entering the extraction area, he runs through the same checklist as pilots.
If you're feeling ill, you're not allowed in here. If you have a medication change and you're not set up, you're not allowed in the room. If you're stressed, if you've had alcohol within the last X amount of time, are fatigued or emotional.
Frank has the snakes bite into sterilized vessels so he can collect their venom. The chalices can hold enough to take out dozens of people. The liquid venom is then dehydrated, turning it into a fine powder. That's how it's shipped to customers.
This is one of the main drugs we provide venom for. And this is the African polyvalent antivenom. And then all it is in here is saline to reconstitute it. And what this is actually freeze-dried horse plasma.
To make antivenom, manufacturers gently dose host animals with enough venom to generate an immune response. It isn't often needed in Wisconsin, where there's been just one or two deadly bites since 1900. But the threat is real in other parts of the world. More than 100,000 people die from snake bite every year, and many more lose limbs. The World Health Organization calls it a neglected tropical disease.
It's a huge problem that sort of lurks right under the surface.
Jordan Benjamin is a wildlife paramedic and founder of the Asclepias Snakebite Foundation. He says snakebite is a complicated problem.
It varies, you know, across Africa, but we do know that I would say roughly 95% of bites happen in rural areas far from hospitals, and less than 5% of those patients will ever receive antivenom.
Benjamin says many victims seek treatment from traditional healers or struggle to reach clinics. As a result, it's not profitable for hospitals to stock antivenom or for companies to make it. In fact, there's a global shortage. The foundation operates a clinic in Guinea that offers public health education, training for local healthcare workers, and free treatment. The antivenom it administers is made with M-toxins venom. And venom from M-toxins serves research purposes, too. Dr. Leslie Boyer is a toxinologist at the University of Arizona College of Medicine in Tucson, where she treats patients for snake bite and scorpion stings. She says predators, including snakes, have evolved toxins that can exploit our weaknesses.
And it turns out that the very same substances that make my patients so sick that they could die or lose a limb, if you tease them out and study them one at a time, could be the next miracle drug.
She says venomous animals have helped unlock heart medications, painkillers, and diabetes drugs. Frank says he hopes that's what visitors to M-toxins take away. The animals there aren't creepy.
And they don't chase you.
In fact, they serve valuable purposes. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.